From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A group of heavily armed suicide assailants stormed a university campus in northwestern Pakistan Friday, killing at least nine and wounding 35 others. Doctors say most of the victims are students. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban took credit for ordering the attack on the facility they believe is linked to the Pakistani spy agency. The military says the gunfight with terrorists, who were dressed in female burqas, lasted for several hours, and three militants were killed. The local provincial police chief told reporters that investigators are still trying to determine whether a fourth body was also that of a militant. He added that police and members of an anti-terrorism squad were among the wounded. Syrian government negotiators at peace talks in Geneva will go home over the weekend and have yet to decide whether to return next week, the delegation's lead envoy said on Friday. Citing a statement by the opposition that President Bashar al-Assad could play no role in any transition period, the chief negotiator, Bashar al-Jafari, told reporters that his team would leave the UN-backed talks and that Damascus will decide if they will return and continue next week. Zimbabwe's newly installed president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has named his new cabinet, excluding members of the opposition, thus dashing hopes Mnangagwa would seek to create a more inclusive political climate than his predecessor, Robert Mugabe. Main opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai told the Associated Press there has been no dialogue with the new administration. He says Mnangagwa has a very small window to demonstrate how and whether he will deliver on national expectations of change. This is VOA. Following Pyongyang's most recent missile test, the Trump administration has stopped short of advocating regime change in Pyongyang. The White House press secretary says that the administration is focused on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and that is its sole priority. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says diplomacy remains a viable approach in dealing with North Korea.
I'm not willing to say that diplomacy has not worked. We will continue to work diplomatically. We'll continue to work through the United Nations Security Council, and we'll be unrelenting in that. At the same time, our diplomats will speak from a position of strength because we do have military options.
President Trump has proposed imposing new sanctions against North Korea on top of those already initiated by the Security Council. Japanese Emperor Akihito will step down from the chrysanthemum throne on April 30, 2019, the government announced Friday. He'll be succeeded by his eldest son, Crown Prince Naruhito. Last year, the emperor said he was becoming too old and frail to carry out his duties. Akihito will be the first emperor to abdicate the chrysanthemum throne in 200 years. Pope Francis ordained 16 priests on Friday at a huge outdoor mass in Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh. The pope is in Bangladesh through Saturday after 4 days visiting Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. He's expected to meet with Rohingya refugees while in Bangladesh. Scheduled well before the August violence against the Rohingya, the Pope's seeming effectiveness is being called into question because of one word. VOA's Steve Reddish has more.
Pope Francis has been walking a diplomatic tightrope during his trip to Myanmar and Bangladesh, trying to spotlight what the UN and the U.S. call ethnic cleansing of Myanmar's Rohingya, while trying not to say the word Rohingya.
It is imperative that the international community take decisive measures to address this grave crisis.
As recently as August, the Pope expressed solidarity for what he called our Rohingya brothers and sisters. But when he spoke in Myanmar's capital Tuesday, Francis relied on veiled references and general pleas for inclusion of ethnic and religious minorities. The Pope took the advice of the Burmese Catholic leaders, who feared a backlash against Myanmar's Christians if he mentioned Rohingya or directly addressed the situation. Reaction has been mixed. Steve Reddish, VOA News.
For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.